السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا
بالله حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك العظيم الحكيم الإله المنان الوهاب الكريم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جامع الخلائق لفصل القضاء في اليوم العظيم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا وحبيبنا ونور قلوبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وخليله الهادي إلى الصراط المستقيم المبعوث من الله رحمة للعالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد عباد الله إني أوصيكم ونفسي الخاطئة المذنبة بتقوى الله تقوى الله التي لا يقبل غيرها ولا يرحم إلا أهلها ولا يثيب إلا عليها إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين جعلنا الله وإياكم منهم يا رب العالمين. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bearing witness that there is none worthy of worship, that there is no God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after bearing witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger and the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last and final messenger, we bear witness that he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation. He is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best prophet and messenger ever to exist on the face of this earth. He is the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, تِنْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Those are the messengers. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 250-something. You can look it up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those are the messengers. Some of them we have preferred over others. And without a doubt, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of those that has been preferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we bear witness that he is the final messenger to humanity, that he is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our master. He is the praiseworthy one and the one who's mentioned with praise. That's what his name means, Muhammad. It comes from hamd, which means praise. So we praise Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we mention his greatness, and we mention those things that are wonderful and glorious and amazing about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how amazing was he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him. And you all know the hadith of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. The one that is a miser is the one whom I am mentioned. My name is mentioned in his presence, and then he doesn't send the greetings of peace and blessings upon me. فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ. So let's not be misers, all of us. Even on the day of Jum'ah, even when the khatib is speaking, when you hear the name, the blessed name of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should say some form of greetings and peace of blessings upon him. In any language it may be, but it's easy to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we say peace and blessings be upon him. And continuing on, and talking about the concept of taqwa that we have always mentioned, we remind ourselves first and foremost, and we remind all of you to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have God consciousness, to be aware of the gaze of Allah, to be aware, to have istish'ar bi nadharillah, bi nadharil haq subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have intense feeling and emotion concerning the gaze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you're thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you're planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows the subtle glances and what the hearts contain. What the hearts contain or hide or keep secret, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرِ. That's what it says in Surah At-Tariq. The day in which the secrets will become manifest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our secrets good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our inward good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our outward good. Because the inward and the outward, they play roles with each other. It's not just enough to have some type of pure inward, my heart is good, brother. If your heart was good, then your outside would be good. If your heart was good, then your actions would be good. If your heart was good, then you would love this man, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this beautiful prophet. If your heart was good, you would want to read Quran and do those things that Allah loves. And if your heart was good, then you would want to stay away from those things that Allah does not like, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us to go near. If that was the case, then you would be that way. But if it's not the case, then apparently there's something wrong with your heart. That is the reality of the situation. It's not enough to say that your heart is good. Your actions and your speech and your character and your dealings have to also be good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our inward and our outward at least the same, which is a big thing. One of the scholars, one of the ulama, he said, قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ, he said, أَقَلُّ الصِّدْقِ أَنْ يَسْتَوِي سِرُّكَ وَعَلَانِيَتُكَ. And I mentioned this before, but how many of us have taken it in to the heart? He said, the least amount of sincerity, of truthfulness and honesty between you and Allah and between you and the creation of Allah. This is a meaning. Sidq is the word. Honesty, sincerity, truthfulness, realness. If you want to use that type of language, keeping it real. The least amount of realness and sincerity is that your inward and your outward are the same. So in other words, what is in your heart is reflected in your actions exactly, a one-to-one connection. Also, those things that are done privately are in line with what's done publicly. This has dual meanings. Sir wal alam, they have different meanings. Sir means private or secret or hidden. And alam means open or public or outward. Inward and outward, secret and public, hidden and open. They have to be the same. What a challenge that is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our states. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify our characters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this age, brothers and sisters, wallahi, in this age, it is not easy. It is not easy. It is that time that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned about and he spoke about. And he said, wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best. But when he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the one holding on to their deen is like the one holding on to a hot coal. Allah knows best, but I think that is this time. And we don't know if it's not yet become worse yet. We don't know. But it already feels to be that way. Does it not? It already feels to be that way indeed, especially living in these Western lands. We're not blessed right now to be walking in the streets of Medina. And even in the streets of Medina right now, there are difficulties and there are hardships. But granted, it probably is quite easier to remember to pray on time, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to think of the Quran, to think of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to call Allah jalla jalalu to mind during your business transactions and during your livelihood and your daily affairs. It is a lot easier, I would assume. But for some people, their state will actually be worse in Medina than their state is here. And we've seen it, and we've witnessed it. And Medina is a very beautiful city, but also at the same time, it's a scary thing for one that's going there and then leaving there. Like Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, they say the fifth Khalifa, right? We have Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum ajma'een. They were the four, they say, the four rightly guided Khulafa al-Rashideen, the four rightly guided caliphs and leaders after the time of the Prophet ﷺ. But then later, a man came a little bit later, a few Khalifas later, he came, Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and they call him the fifth rightly guided Khalifa because of the amazing level that he had. It was reported once in a story that I read that Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when he was leaving the city of Medina, when he was walking to the outskirts of the city of Medina and he was exiting the city, he was crying. And they were wondering what's going on, what's happening. And the reason why was, is because he feared that he was one of those people that the Prophet ﷺ spoke about, saying that Medina gets rid of its filth, just like the ironsmith or the heat gets rid of that filth from iron or gold. It expunges the impurities. That's what Medina does. It expunges impurities. And so that's why we know that at the end of times, when the Dajjal, the Antichrist, will come outside of the city of Medina, he will not be able to come in because there's eight different doors and they're guarded by angels with swords. And obviously most of us can't see that, but there are some amongst us that might be able to see it. But the Dajjal will certainly not be able to go beyond that point because he recognizes that this is a protected city. But he will be right outside of Medina. And it is said in one of the hadiths, تَرْجُفُ الْمَدِينَ ثَلَاثُ رَجَفَاتِ, that Medina will shake three shakings. And Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best, that this could be some form of earthquake or something like this. It will shake. فَيَخْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ يعني الدَّجَّالِ فَيَخْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ كُلُّ مُنَافِقٍ وَكَافِرٍ. From where? From Medina. That the Medina will shake, and then every disbeliever and hypocrite will go out from Medina to meet with the Dajjal. Because they don't want to stay there because they're scared. And if we don't submit to him, if we don't bow down to him, if we don't accept him, then we won't eat or we won't drink or we won't have internet anymore. Who knows if there's going to be internet in that time. But whatever it may be, they're going to feel economic and spiritual pressure. And they're going to go out to him. But look at the wording that was used. Hypocrite and disbeliever in Medina. What is going on in Medina? Subhanallah. But there are people. There are people that don't necessarily believe. Don't find it strange. It's not ajib. At the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were people praying behind him in the mosque that were called munafiqeen, hypocrites, at the time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't be surprised or shocked to know that there might indeed be hypocritical people to the level of pure hypocrisy that we're talking about here. Because everyone should be afraid of nifaq. Everyone should be afraid of hypocrisy. If you've ever said something that you did not do, has anyone ever done that? No. If you've ever said something or felt passionate about something in our deen, and then you yourself did not do it, even if you didn't say it, you thought, like maybe you wrote a blog post or something. Astaghfirullah, look at these people. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. And then you go and you do the same thing. You go and do the same thing. So that is a form of hypocrisy, but it's not the ultimate hypocrisy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us and protect us from that. But there are certain signs, and that could be a whole khutbah. We're not going to go into that today. I wanted to share a few things today with you, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put benefit in them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to reap the benefits of it in our actions and in our hearts. Ya Rabbil Alameen. There's a verse in the Quran about this man that was a believer at the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Moses peace be upon him. And he was from the household of Fir'aun. He was from the household of the Pharaoh. And even the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, again the whole khutbah topic, but just to give a little glimpse, it's amazing that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was raised and reared in the very society and household of the one that would later turn out to be a great enemy and someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him defeat and victory over, the Pharaoh. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was raised in the house of Pharaoh. You know that. And it was so ironic, the story is so incredible and so beautiful, and the wisdoms and the insights that can be taken from it are beyond the capacity of anyone to encompass. But there's a few things that we want to mention about certain things of this story. There was this man that I mentioned, he was also from the household of Pharaoh. All these people coming from the household of Pharaoh, but yet turning against him, subhanAllah. And of course, you know, Fir'aun is the one that said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am your Lord Most High. I am your Lord Most High. And then of course you all know the outcome of what happened to him. But this man, he believed and he used to engage with his people and tell them, believe, what is wrong with believing in this man? Believe in this man. أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Are you going to kill someone because he says, my Lord is Allah? Referring to Sayyidina Musa, they wanted to attack him, they wanted to get him, they wanted to oust him, they wanted to kill him, they wanted to do all these things to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And this man is saying, are you going to kill someone because they say they believe in Allah? وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and he has come with the clear signs from your Lord. فَإِيُّكُمْ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كَذِبُ, and if he's lying, then his lies are upon him. وَإِيَّكُمْ صَادِقًا يُصِبْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ. But if he's telling the truth, look at this logic, subhanAllah. If he's lying, look, his lies are on him, khalas, don't worry about it. But if he's telling the truth, then some of those things that he's been warning you about are going to happen. So you better take the side of the better deal, if you will, the better bargain, and just be careful and watch yourself. So this is how he used to engage, and there's so many wisdoms in da'wah and engaging with the people and telling the people about Islam to be found in that story. But I wanted to mention one statement that he said. That he says, مَالِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. Why is it, it's so strange that I find myself calling you to success and you're calling me to the fire. How odd is that, he says. Think about that. I'm calling you to success. I'm calling you to felicity. I'm calling you to eternal happiness and goodness and morality and uprightness. And you're calling me to the opposite of that. You're calling me to the fire. And he also says at the end of this whole interaction, you should read it in Surah Ghafir. I believe it's Surah number 40 if I'm not mistaken, but it's Ghafir. Surah Ghafir. Read the story, really. Go home inshallah today or tonight or tomorrow this weekend. Read that story and reflect on it as it's mentioned in the Quran. Surah Ghafir, the forgiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says at the end of this exchange with his people, he says, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and you will remember what it is that I'm telling you. يعني, in other words, on the day of rising, or at the moment of death, you will then realize what it was that I was trying to tell you. Right? It almost sounds like something that a father might try to say to his son, you know, you're going to find out sooner or later, you know. But it's true sometimes, but the children, a lot of times they don't realize it. How many of us that have grown up then later came to realize that, you know what? My grandmother was right. You know what? My father, he was right. But I was an ignorant little child and I was trying to go against him and I didn't know what I was doing and I was thinking I'm my own man and all this kind of stuff. But then you realize, you know what? They were right. So this man says, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. You're going to remember what it is that I'm telling you. And so it is for everything that we hear, for every speech that we hear, every lecture that we hear, every ayah that we hear, every hadith that we hear, every insight or spiritual wisdom or anything that we hear, it's almost as if that thing is telling us, you're going to remember me. I'm going to present myself to you at the moment of death or in the hereafter, and you're going to remember me. So that's why we should not take these affairs lightly. When we read the Qur'an, don't run away from the Qur'an because then don't be tricked by the shaitan. Oh, if I read the Qur'an, then then it's going to be a proof against me, so I'm not going to read it. No, that's a trick of shaitan also. Read the Quran and live by it. Let it be a proof for you and not a proof against you. By your own choice. Your own choice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that to us. Ameen. The right choice. Ameen. So he says after this, and this is the point that I wanted to make. He says, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. He says, and I turn my affair over to Allah. And Allah is the one that sees the servants. What a powerful argument. Really, that you can accept, you can reject, it's okay, do as you please, but I'm turning my affair over to Allah. And Allah is the one that sees the servants. Allah is the one that sees. إِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. Right? It's only, you only have to proclaim, you only have to tell them. But as for us, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to take care of the reckoning. We will take care of the reckoning. It's not our duty as Muslims, nor is it even something that's recommended somehow. It's not our duty to place people in the paradise or place people in the fire. But it is our duty to let people know the way and show them the prophetic beauty and the prophetic morality and the prophetic justice, if you will, and the prophetic path. But how do we do that? It's not enough to have it in words. It's not enough. It has to be in hal, in state. Words are not enough, and even sometimes actions are not enough. Because sometimes, as you know, actions are not sincere. Right? We talked about this in one of the sessions we had here on Friday nights, is that sometimes a smile might not be a sincere smile. And even in your own self, you know that when you smile sometimes. Forget judging others. Look at your own state and your own situation. When you smile to someone, sometimes you yourself know that it's not fully there, it's not fully genuine, unless you have a unique and special heart. May Allah bless you if you do. But most people have at least at one point recognized this smile in their own selves, that it wasn't fully there and it wasn't really true, you were just doing it for whatever ulterior motive or whatever. Right? So we know sometimes actions are not sincere, but states, ahwal, your state of being is not something that can be sincere or not. It has to be sincere. There's no other way about it. Statements could have some other meaning and intention. Actions could have some other meaning or intention behind them, or some ulterior motive. But your state of being, the you of you, your ruh, your hal, your state, your spirit, your soul, you can't fake that. You can't imitate that. You can't misplace that. It's either there or it's not. So that's why the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and this is what many people, especially in this age, have missed. The sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ is not just what the Prophet ﷺ said and did. It's what he experienced, ﷺ. States of purity of heart. States of remembrance of God. States of purity, states of righteousness that are internal, states of goodness, states of grieving over the believer's states. The Prophet ﷺ, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he is to the believers merciful and compassionate. This compassion is in his heart, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's a hal, that's a state. That's not just a speech or an action. That is something that's residing in the heart of the Prophet ﷺ. So where are we with regards to those sunnahs? The sunnahs of the heart, the sunnahs of character, internal stuff. Where are we with regards to those sunnahs? We hear sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. We sometimes get bashed, right? I like to say you get whacked with the miswak. You know the miswak, you clean your teeth? You get whacked with the miswak because the brother's telling you Quran and sunnah. You know, but his state is not speaking beauty. His state is not speaking beauty. It's speaking something else. And we have to work on these states. And the tongue and the actions will follow from the state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us states of iman and yaqeen. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. Fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Seek forgiveness of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله إني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله I remind myself once again and all of you to have God consciousness, to have awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of our actions and all of our dealings and all of our states. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Verily indeed Allah and His angels, they send these blessings and greetings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O you who believe, send peace and blessings and greetings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa mawlana Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa mawlana wa qurrati a'yunina wa nuri qulubina sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa ala alihi. Allahumma anzur ilayna wa tahhin qulubana wa ja'alna fi mardatika ya rabbal alamin. اللهم جعلنا على هداك القويم وجعلنا على صراطك المستقيم وجعلنا متبعين لسيد المرسلين ظاهرا وباطنا يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, give us the character of the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us the actions from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us states and ahwal and character that is pleasing to you from the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ya rab al alamin. Oh Allah, purify these hearts and rectify the state of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, guide them and guide us. Oh Allah, take by their hands and take by our hands. Oh Allah, be pleased with them and be pleased with us. Oh Allah, show them the way and show us the way ya rab al alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah commands three things and He forbids three things in this verse. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun fadhkurullaha yadhkurkum washkuruhu 'ala ni'amihi yazidkum wa la dhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد. الحمد الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا ولك الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر التحيات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله أشهد أن محمدا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله